Your support for public radio makes a difference for your community. Thank you for doing your part. You might string them up in your porch or in your yard to bring a bit of that peaceful ambience of the Himalayas to your home. But there's more to Tibetan prayer flags than meets the eye. Author Lori Erickson writes about spiritual places and sacred traditions in many parts of the world. Her latest book centers on her genealogical research in Norway, and it's called The Soul of the Family Tree. Lori joins us right now on Travel with Rick Steves to remind us there's a history and a meaning you should be aware of to the Tibetan prayer flags that you might put up around your house. Tibetan prayer flags, they flap colorfully in the wind. You see them climbing in the Himalayas, or you see them in your neighbor's backyard. What do they mean? Writer Lori Erickson is our guest today on Travel with Rick Steves, and Lori writes about the intersection of travel and spirituality. Her latest book is The Soul of the Family Tree. She's written about these prayer flags and joins us now for a little insight. Lori, tell us about, these prayer flags. First of all, you see them on dramatic spots in the Himalayas, but now you see them more than ever right here at home in the United States. What do they mean?
I think they mean a variety of things to people. I think to some people, they're decorations. And I think it's unfortunate that they don't realize the deeper meanings behind Tibetan prayer flags. And I should say, first of all, I'm not a practitioner of Tibetan Buddhism, but I actually have studied it a fair amount and have been to a lot of temples and have gotten a deeper understanding of these flags. And I think it's a beautiful tradition, but I think people should know more about it maybe before they start putting up those flags.
Right.
So the idea is that there are sacred images that are printed on these flags, and they're in sacred colors, blue, white, red, green, and yellow, always in the same order. Each of those colors have symbolic meaning.
So you wrote in your article, you wrote blue is for heaven, white is for air, red is for fire, green for water, and yellow for earth. So it covers the whole gamut there.
Right. And a very common image that's on these flags is the wind horse, which is a mythical animal that actually dates back to pre-Buddhist Tibet. And the idea is that the wind horse carries prayers from earth to heaven. And it's also believed that when the prayer flags flutter in the wind, that the wind carries the prayers as well, and it spreads them far and wide, spreading Buddhist teachings on love and compassion. And I think, too, another part of the meaning of these flags is they're not meant to be put up for personal, for selfish reasons, that they're very much meant to be a blessing for the larger world. And I think that's such a wonderful lesson right there, that they're beautiful in and of themselves, but they are really meant to bless the world, and that the wind does that.
I love that. Your phrase was blessings spoken on the breath of nature. Like a drop of water impacts the sea. When the wind hits those flags, it broadcasts. It's essentially a spiritual broadcast, that little wind power.
Right, right.
It's a beautiful thing. And also, it's interesting to me, there's so much heritage and history in there. I mean, a lot of those, the images on the prayer flag, they go back five centuries to Chinese woodblock paintings, and some Buddhist master would actually create an original design centuries ago, and that design would still be used.
And a lot of this tradition, too, actually has its roots in the pre-Buddhist traditions of Tibet as well. So it goes much farther back even than 500-600 years. So, you know, when you look at those flags, you really are seeing an ancient tradition that lives in the modern world. And it, to some extent, is being reinterpreted. But I think that once people learn even a little bit about Tibetan flags, I think they immediately see the beauty of the larger symbols involved.
You know, I think that's really important because I've got some neighbors that fly their Buddhist prayer flags, and I don't think they're necessarily Buddhist, but they embrace that sort of idea of peace and compassion and so on. I guess if you're going to fly the prayer flags of another religion, you should understand the importance of them from that religion's point of view. For instance, the prayer flags are supposed to be treated with the same respect that we would treat our stars and stripes. I mean, when it's old and worn, you don't just throw it away. It should be apparently burned to release those blessings.
That's right. And the flags are not to touch the floor or the ground for a similar reason. You want to treat them with respect. Yeah, I think it's important that people honor those traditions if they're going to use Tibetan prayer flags.
Well, Lori, you have a fascinating passion, I think, for taking your interest in spirituality as an Episcopalian deacon and as an avid traveler, and then weaving it together in what you learned through your travels. Your latest book, The Soul of the Family Tree, talks about mixing genealogy and exploring your ancestors with travel. And just a little bit of thought about the importance of Tibetan prayer flags. Now, as a Christian minister or deacon, when you look at these prayer flags, I like the positive spin you put on it. You don't need to actually be a practitioner of this religion or that religion, but I like it when you find no contradiction in embracing something that is universal between cultures.
I think so often religion becomes a point of conflict between people and a point of division. But I think if you go to a deeper level, the points of connection, the threads of connection are so much more powerful. You know, the power of prayer, the power of forgiveness, you know, the appreciation for the power of nature, the beauty of nature, those are found in virtually all religions that I know of, at least. And we can stand side by side with people and be in solidarity and not say the same prayers, but, you know, breathe the same sacred air. And I think that that's all to the good. And it's one of the reasons why I love traveling to sacred sites around the world.
I love
because
that. Yes. Blessings spoken on the breath of nature. When we look at those prayer flags, regardless of whatever religion we embrace or no religion at all, we can be mindful of the fact that it's just important to be tuned in to the welfare of all beings and mindful of the need to be compassionate and kind and joyful. I'll look at these Tibetan prayer flags a little differently next time. Thanks so much, Lori.
Thank you, Rick, for having me.
We're counting on you to make sure public radio happens every day at this place on your dial. Thanks for doing what you can. These conversations, like we just had with Lori, are the kind I relish having each week on Travel with Rick Steves. We meet travelers of all stripes, and I come away inspired, invigorated, and frankly, more hopeful about our world. And I hope you do too. That's the kind of feeling I get when I'm able to travel, and it's how I feel when I listen to public radio. It brings me perspectives that I think make me a better citizen of my community, of my country, and my world. And in these times, I'd say we need what public radio offers more than ever. I like working in public broadcasting because it's an environment where people are genuinely interested in different cultures. The only thing we're pushing is a better understanding of our world. What you hear can stoke empathy for people from other parts of the world. We're not afraid of what makes us different. In fact, we celebrate it. Your financial contribution during this special fundraising campaign helps us to build bridges of understanding, bridges that benefit everyone in our community who will listen. In fact, when you help fund public broadcasting, we can build a world with more bridges and fewer walls, and that's a good thing. Thank you so much for being an important part of what makes public radio great right here.